The flood of migrants into Europe is making it obvious that dialogue and agreement are necessary to better protect the European Union's external borders and substantially alleviate the pressure on affected countries. But as Edward Joseph of the Institute for Current World Affairs points out, those are difficult issues to manage and are also politically sensitive.
So we have to have a balanced, wide perspective on this very pressing, urgent problem.
Luca Dal Oggioglio of the International Organization for Migration says it is important to help the migrants move on from the getaway countries of the Balkans to elsewhere in Western Europe.
What can be done to help all those refugees that are in countries of first asylum, where there are no opportunities for education, no opportunities for livelihood, no opportunities for a decent living?
The refugee crisis is stoking tensions among the countries on the migrant corridor. Slovenia has started to build a razor wire fence along its border with Croatia. Croatia's ambassador to Washington says the European Union needs to help alleviate those tensions.
There is a high awareness in Brussels and among the European countries of the fragility of economies in the Western Balkans.
Meanwhile, there is good news from Geneva. Government donors have promised an initial $690 million for UN refugees relief operations in 2016, the highest amount ever. But for Greece, Macedonia, Serbia, Croatia, and Slovenia, managing the massive tide of humanity still presents a major political and security challenge. Jane Bojagievski, VOA News, Washington.